From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM and hello 2022. Wow. Emerging artist bumper music for you for the first couple hours tonight. And tonight, astrologers, psychics, palm readers look at the year ahead and take your calls as well throughout the night. Here's what's happening. Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado, say at least three people are dead from those horrible fires that just raced through the communities out there, destroying 1,000 homes. Possible cause? Maybe arson. They're investigating. If they catch whoever's responsible, they'll be charged with murder. Single-layer cloth masks may not provide adequate protection against the very infectious Omicron variant of COVID-19. Now, many infectious disease experts noted that people prefer cloth masks because they are more comfortable and fashionable to wear, but these masks can only block larger droplets of COVID-19, not the smaller aerosols or particles that can also carry the virus. The Mayo Clinic is now requiring all patients and visitors to wear surgical masks, N95 or KN95 masks. So if anyone wears a single-layer homemade cloth mask or bandana, they will be given a medical grade to wear over it, according to the report. Fake vaccine cards are selling like crazy, and demand has shot up over the past few weeks, smack in the middle of the Omicron surge. First of all, this is terrible. If it's not a crime, it should be, they say. The cards are going for around $250, $50 a pop more than what they were going for back in September, and that means demand is high. We're told thousands of people are hawking fake vaccine cards. Be careful. At the beginning of the pandemic, it seemed like every day brought a new supply shortage to major grocery stores. First, of course, it was a run on toilet paper, then flour and yeast for baking. Then as things dragged on, the meat section started thinning out. Now there's a cream cheese shortage across the country as well. Thought we'd bring in registered investment advisor Mish Shedlock. He'll also be on with us Wednesday night. Mish, this shortage, I mean, is it panic buying or are they just not getting enough stuff?
It's actually a pretty interesting story that goes well beyond cream cheese and brie. But, you know, think how this all progressed. When the lockdowns and the fears first started, people did a lot less services, less haircuts, less eating out, less going to the gym. People started working at home. They're still working at home, George. So when they're working at home, they need more toilet paper, right? They're eating more brie thanks to three rounds of stimulus. They've got the home office now at home, so there's a big shortage of chips. So that's how it's progressed. The U.S. was not prepared, George, for this huge demand shift away from services to real goods. That's what's going on. It's still going on, and it's still impacting things. Not just brie. The unfortunate thing is we still have a shortage of chips, and that's behind this big surge in demand for things over services.
Mish, are we ever going to get back to any kind of normalcy?
George, I sure hope so, and I actually think so. I commented late last year around Christmas, that I thought that this was the final big wave, and I know you hope I'm right here. I think that after we've had this big wave here, we're going on, this is so very contagious here now, that anyone who wasn't vaccinated is probably going to catch this fortunately less severe virus. I think that after that we can, will, and should get back to normal, George.
Wednesday, I want to talk with you, Mish, about the closings of so many retail establishments, so get ready for that, okay?
Sure will, George. Love to be on Thursday.
It'll be Wednesday. Wednesday, indeed. Wintry weather combined with the pandemic to frustrate air travelers whose return flights home from holidays were canceled or delayed in the first days of the new year. By early Saturday and Sunday afternoon on the East Coast, more than 2,300 flights and more than 3,900 worldwide flights had been canceled, according to tracking service FlightAware, and more follows. My gosh. Officials from the National Weather Service believe that a meteor exploded in the Pittsburgh area on New Year's Day after residents reported feeling the ground shaking and hearing a massive boom. How about that? In a moment, psychic Joseph Jacobs joins us. We'll talk about his predictions from last year. We'll talk about his predictions coming up for this year. And, of course, we'll take your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our dear friend Joseph Jacobs, the psychic, internationally known psychic, has counseled more than 15,000 people since 1982. He was a pre-production consultant to NBC's The Other Side and has hosted his own local cable show. He has been heard on more than 900 radio stations and is a regular here on Coast to Coast. Joseph, welcome back. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, George, and a happy New Year to everyone. And may you have more love, more light, more health, and abundance in your lives this year.
It's great to hear your voice again. Let's take a look at, I pulled out the old vault of things we talked about last year as you looked into 2021, and you had a lot of big hits. Let's go through a couple of them. You talked about a spike in health issues for the United States with rough times in February, April, and November. I'm going to give you a hit on that one, Joseph.
Right.
I mean, you saw COVID, you were in the middle of COVID, but you saw some rougher times ahead, didn't you?
Yeah, and I do this coming year. January is going to be pretty heavy health-wise, so will next October. And there are going to be some tragedies happening in March and December also.
You also said the pandemic was an unseen enemy and the issue that we can rally around and support each other. So true, Joseph.
Yeah, but that didn't happen. That was, you know, I said we got together.
We didn't get
as
together.
A nation in 9/11 and Pearl Harbor, but I've seen too much division to make it to heal, to bring it together. That we all work together, you know.
You were concerned that Russia will attack our electronics infrastructure.
Right.
And
it did.
They did in a big way or a small way?
They did in a number of different ways.
In a sneaky way.
Yeah.
You said you saw the present as a time to engage in prayer, meditation, introspection, exercise, reaching out. Tell us why.
Well, if you can't go out, go in, I always say. And that's what I did. You know, I'm fairly reclusive to begin with, but if I couldn't go out, let me investigate my life. You know, Socrates said that the unexamined life is not worthwhile. And this was a perfect year for me to learn more about myself, things that I've ignored, you know, my successes, my failures, how I got things done and how I didn't get things done. And I've found that an awful lot of people called me because everybody, you know, a lot of my clients were working from home. And I could make easier appointments because they were a bit flexible working from home. Although, you know, most of the ones that I talked to kept their hours. They worked till 5. I couldn't talk to them until 5. They worked till 6. I couldn't talk to them until after 6.
They were afraid their bosses were going to call them or something.
Yeah, and I got a lot of Gaia people, you know, people who were looking into the spiritual path more. And that was great.
Well, let's look at this year ahead. And, you know, so far we've started off. It's cold here in the Midwest where I am in St. Louis. What do things look like?
Well, I still see global warming as an issue. We've seen it in a major way this year. And that is a continuing problem. I still see Russia. I still see the pandemic for a couple of more years, although we're going to reach a level of more normalcy, especially with kids in school, that's kind of important, and with great vaccines. I've had three shots so far. If another one is available next April, I'll be getting one too, another one, a fourth one. And I see masks. I, you know, I always thought it was kind of weird watching Asian newsreels and seeing people walking around with masks when there were no pandemics.
Way before, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and I said, you know, my mask is going to stick around. But also I'm seeing China. I'm adding China anytime, especially from January 4 through the middle of April, being very aggressive, even militaristic.
with Taiwan?
Let's hope not.
How about Russia and
Ukraine?
They're
all testing, you know, Russia and China are going to be testing the U.S. a lot.
Well, they will, big time.
Yeah, and I'm concerned about domestic terrorism also.
How about the president's popularity? It's at an all-time low right now. How do you see it in 2022?
Well, I said it was going to be a year of build or breakdown, and the infrastructure bill passed by both Democrats and Republicans wonderfully is going to do wonders for our economy, for our bridges, our roads. I think that'll be a great boost.
We're with Joseph Jacobs. We're going to take calls at the half hour with Joseph. We've got four special psychics, astrologers, and palm readers throughout the night tonight. Joseph will take your calls at the half, and all he needs to do a quick reading for you for 2022 is your birth month and day. If I remember that, Joseph?
Yeah, and I'm not going to do any progress readings. I'm not looking at future stuff. I'm looking at what do you need to learn this lifetime? What are your lessons? What are your abilities?
Do you want a question from them, or are you going to just go right into it when I give you the
date? I'm just going to go into that. If they have a question and it has nothing to do with the future, I'll deal with it.
Okay. All right. You and I have been doing this for how many years now? 25?
Well, yeah, it's over 20 years. Yeah, but way before Coast to Coast.
Yeah. Absolutely, where you were a superstar for us in St. Louis when I was the Nighthawk. I would do these hour shows, two-hour shows with Joseph, and we'd do readings, and then we would be flooded with calls. We didn't have as many lines as we have with Coast to Coast. But
I think I did 20 an hour.
Yeah, I mean, you worked. How's everything else with you?
Everything's fine. I may be moving in a month or two, a few blocks away. But everything's fine. My work is good, and I've made a lot of new clients and friends on the phone, and I'm happy with where I'm at.
Good. Your health is good?
My health is good.
Super.
I hope yours is also.
Yeah, all is well. All is well. Joseph, we need a good year in 2022. People, I mean, you're absolutely right. There's a divide going on, not just with COVID, but with just about everything, politics,
yes,
sports. I mean, in the old days, you could talk to people and have fun. Somebody would say, hey, let's buy a beer and talk about this. And then these days, they'll throw a bottle at you.
I know.
What has happened?
I hope we can end that in the next few months. I hope we can.
What is causing it? Is it just tension or what?
I think it's politics.
How so?
People see government as helpful to people, and people see government as a danger to people. So if you think government can help the economy and can help people's lives, you're very strong in that part. If you think that government is interfering and annoying and creating more problems, that's kind of where that's it. So, we've always had problems, but I think the divide is very strong, and it'll be here for a while.
I've always found you to be, in all the years I've talked with you, to be upbeat and hopeful.
Yeah, and the last few weeks I said, I hope he doesn't call. I was telling myself, I got nothing positive to tell him.
Not this year. But I think like you, I think we're going to pull out of it.
I think in many ways we will. And I think the United States needs a bit of a wake up in terms of what's really going on. You know, another thing that I'm worried about is the dumbing of America.
Oh, so? Explain that.
I think I spoke to, you know, I did a reading for a Republican operative, and I mentioned it to her, and she said, yeah, it's been going on for 40 years. A lot of nonsense being put out there, a lot of phony news, and people are being manipulated, even from Russia, on Facebook. You know, I'm not on the internet. I'm on the internet. I email four or five people. You are one of them. But I won't do Facebook or Twitter or any of that. A lot of garbage going on.
Joseph's website is linked up, folks, at coasttocoastam.com. Do give that a peruse and take a look at it. He's a great guy, too, by the way. Those people who are brand new to the show are probably saying, tell us more about Joseph Jacobs. So let me ask you that question I always ask you. How did you get this ability?
Well, my mother was psychic, so I grew up thinking that was a normal thing, you know. And she wasn't a professional. You'd have to sort of beg and plead. And she'd say, no, 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 I don't like to do it. And then finally she'd do it. And I heard a lot of stories of her predictions. And I had a curiosity in astrology, numerology, over the years. I dabbled. And then in 1980, I met a British guy on the Venice beach.
He had a ferret with him or something, didn't he?
No, he had a long gray beard. He looked like a comic book guru. He just recently died.
It looked like he had a ferret around his neck, right?
Yeah, no. And he said, what's your birthday? And I told him January 12th. And he said, oh, you're a two of spades, blah, 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 blah. And I was blown away by what he told me. Things that no one ever had. I'd never seen it in astrology or numerology. And we became friends. He liked backgammon. I liked backgammon. We got together. He taught me cards. We played backgammon. He taught me more cards. And then there were a couple of books that were out that I got. And then in 1982, at a New Year's Eve party, it was New Year's Eve again, I said, this is what I'm going to do for a living. And the doors opened up. I did my first radio show in 82 in Palm Springs. And I did a lot of radio, other networks.
You were that consultant to NBC?
I love it. I don't see people anymore.
Well, you're
but
keeping busy.
I do
busy.
See them if they give me their birthday.
Yes, and the many are lining up to give you their birthdays when we get rolling here.
I'm just going to talk about your lessons. We're all born on a track, and we're here to learn certain lessons and go through various tests.
So you still use the card system?
Yeah, and we're on a track, so, you know, I'm always amazed at things that I see on a track. But we do have free choice. And so you can be born with a wealth of possibilities and blow it. You could be born with a difficult life and succeed enormously. And so a lot has to do with the choices that you make and the choices of people in your life also who on their track could send you off in the wrong direction or the right direction. So, in a sense, we're here for an education.
If I remember, I'm a king of diamonds, aren't I?
That's right. Mastery of values and principles, leadership, a great deal of affection for people, a great communicator, interested not just in money, because you're a diamond, and you have a good understanding of systems as a diamond, but you also have a great interest in spirituality and health.
Huge, absolutely. And I love it when we help people and I meet them at conferences, Joseph.
And every king of diamonds I've ever dealt with has been into health and spirituality. And
fascinating.
Yeah, many. There have been a number of my teacher, Ian, was a king of diamonds, and many people who've helped my career were king of diamonds people.
And that's not Ian, our co-host, who plays pops in every once in a while. The minister,
no.
Ian Punnett. That's another Ian. But, yes. but Ian's pretty spiritual himself. But stay with us, Joseph. We're going to take a quick break and come back and take phone calls with you. Joseph Jacobs with us. I'll need you to give Tom your birth month and day. That's all we need, and Joseph will take it away from there. If you have a question about the things he talks about, go ahead and ask him one or two of those as well. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And we'll be back with calls with Joseph Jacobs in just a moment. Next hour, Vernon Mahubble joins us, the palm reader, and he'll take your calls at the half next hour as well. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you along with psychic Joseph Jacobs. Again, his website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Go take a look at that. And then you can take emails through that website, Joseph, can't you?
No.
You cannot.
I'm very old-fashioned. Call me on my landline. But before you call me, look at my website and get an idea of what I do.
Okay. You're still a dinosaur.
By the way, I did also mention some problems with the election, and there will be problems in the next election.
I would guess there would be.
I also want to say that was a wonderful singer you have had on just now. Very original.
Nicole Marie out of Kent, Washington. Yeah, she was good.
Excellent.
And there, we started this several years ago, Joseph, giving artists what we call emerging artists an opportunity to have their music played on a radio station.
Yeah, I know. I sent you one also.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a great thing to do.
Let's go to the phones. I'm going to give you the birth month and day first to get you a head start.
Just the month and day. Yeah, I'm only going to do lifetime.
Okay, super. So August 13th, and we're going to Marlin, Texas to talk to Gretchen. Welcome to the program. Hi, Gretchen.
Hi, George. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Gretchen. You're here to learn. You're here to share your knowledge. You're a king of clubs, which is mastery of knowledge, discrimination in knowledge. You have a good understanding of finance also. And the need for cooperation and cooperative work is important. Enormous amount of spiritual growth in you through your labors. In other words, the work that you do is where a lot of your spiritual growth comes from.
That's interesting.
Any question, Gretch?
Well, yeah, I'm a travel advisor, and I'm kind of freaking out because of this whole situation with the world.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, am I going to be able to survive?
You mean financially?
Correct.
Well, I'd have to look at how old you are. How old are you?
I'm 58. I was born in 63.
You're 58?
Yes.
Yes. It's going to be 59 in August.
Okay. Don't worry about it too much. There's a lot that you can do on the internet right now.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of contacting.
That's what I do.
A lot of contacting of people between November 25th and January 16th. You may need to make some decisions about how to promote, but I kind of see you landing on your feet. You always do.
Oh, great. And I agree with you. That girl, Nicole, she was a really great singer.
An original.
Yep, yeah. That's so important. Thanks, Gretchen. Appreciate you being part of the program. And Joseph, this system is incredible, this card system. How does it work?
Damn if I know.
Tell us your secret.
Well, if people knew that it was called Sacred Symbols of the Ancients, and it was called the Mystic Test Book, because we are here to be tested, and the cards are not shuffled. They're already laid out at birth, and then they change every year with new lessons and new tests. And I have all the cards spread. So if somebody tells me I'm 58, I open a 58, I find the King of Clubs, and I see what kind of a year they have.
Could there be several King of Diamonds for different birth dates?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A third of the world is diamonds, preoccupied with finance and money and whatnot. And a third of the world are clubs, here to learn, to share knowledge, to acquire knowledge, to use knowledge in a good way. And then only about a sixth of the people in the world are hearts. Now, the last time I was on, the majority of people who called in were heart people, which I found very, very interesting. Now, heart people are here to learn about their emotions, to use their emotions, to be creative, to be socially involved and active. And then there are spades, whose issues have a lot to do with labor, with work, and with their spiritual growth.
Do you dabble with tarot cards at all?
I don't like them.
You don't do tarot?
No.
Straight cards. The 52-card deck, I guess, right?
52-card deck, yeah.
Interesting. Next up, let's go to January 18. We're going to Elton, Maryland. We're going to talk to Joe. Hey, Joseph, welcome.
Hey, Happy New Year, George, and Happy New Year, Joseph.
You're a nine of diamonds. Difficult early childhood, but very good with finance. And one of the meanings of the nine of diamonds is, as I give, so shall I receive. So there is a focus in lifelong in terms of health, in terms of finance. You could be very lucky with real estate, and you could be lucky in the legal profession. You have good legal advice. Do you have a question?
Yes. Are there any messages I'm missing from my guardian angels?
Well, I don't know. Do you tap into that, Joseph? Guardian angels?
You're in touch with your guardian angel?
He wants to know if there's a message from his guardian angel.
Are there any messages I'm missing?
Are you picking anything up?
Well, no, but I think, do you meditate?
Joe?
You meditate?
Yes, sir.
All right. And the messages will come through your meditation.
Okay. Thank you. God bless both of you, and God bless everybody in Coast to Coast audience, and God bless the world.
Thank you, Joe.
Hear, hear.
You need more people like that, too.
Yeah.
It's a very sensitive person who cares about people. You know, that's so important these days.
Well, he's universal. You know, Einstein was a nine of diamonds, which is universal values.
Is there a bad card to have?
No, there are some more difficult cards. But that, as I mentioned earlier, people with a difficult life path overcome it. Sometimes people who have been blessed, you know, like somebody who is able to inherit a lot of money and squander it in 2 years, you know.
If you had like 10 Queen of Hearts people, would they all be similar?
Everybody would be similar, yeah, and in their lessons, but they may be different in their occupations or
lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle, relationships, and the choices that they make.
Next one is December 24. She just had a birthday. We're going to Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hello, Kathleen, and happy birthday.
Thank you kindly.
Yes, happy birthday and happy new year. You're a seven of hearts, which is highly emotional and very analytical and love to be on the go and on the move. Loyal to home, but wanted to leave home at an early age and make a lot of sacrifices for the people that you care about.
Yes, I did.
And you need to be mindful also at all times. You could be a little accident prone, rushing around as you do.
I shed a lot of blood back there.
Okay, thanks, Kathleen.
And you have a year where you can develop your own intuition very well, by the way. Use this year to develop your intuition.
This could be the year for a lot of people, Joseph.
Oh, it could be. And in many ways, this can be a year of intuitive growth. It can be a year which is great for love and the arts. But a slow-moving year to some extent.
I'm going to take a few more calls with Joseph Jacobs. If for some reason you don't get on this hour, we have an astrologer and a palm reader and another psychic coming on. Just stay on the line if you want, and we'll get to you. As we get to them, and we'll do that. But Joseph does this. He pops on the show every... You need to come back on a little more often, Mr. Jacobs.
Here, here.
Let's go.
Here, where?
Let's go next to Feb 28. We're going to Oklahoma. Solas is here. How did I pronounce your name? Solas?
My name is Solas. George.
What is the birthday again?
Solas.
Feb 28. Joseph?
Oh, February 28th. Well, you're a walking computer. You are extremely bright. Maybe had a little bit of immaturity and slow development, but you're extremely bright. Can develop your intuition. You have a good financial sense. Have a little bit of difficulty choosing your mate. Never quite sure of relationships.
What do you think, Solis?
I hope to be helpful.
Hey, he's right on.
I love it. Do you have a question for him?
As far as the future goes, I mean, you kind of said it just a second ago. I'm an aspiring musician, so.
Oh, wonderful. A lot of musicians.
So just going forward in the year, you know, anything big?
Well, how old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay. I got you.
He's got a great upside there, Joseph.
I think you went through a lot of emotional ups and downs and who to pick and what to pick. And you're in a good time for creative development right now and taking care of your creative development. You have a lot of success coming up this year, and there will be help from a woman in particular, April 21st to June 11th. May want to work with a woman. So it's a great year for music, and you're going to land on your feet. This is a much better year than this last one you went through.
Thanks, Solis. Good luck to you. Hope everything works out. Next up, let's go to November 10, Joseph. November 10, we're going to Davis, California. Deborah's with us. Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
Good to get you in. Go ahead, Joseph.
Another 10 of clubs, another walking computer. You're here to learn and to teach and to gather information, disseminate information. Highly intuitive, good with money. Relationship issues, maybe. Am I in love? Am I not in love? You heal very well, which is a good thing to know. You're under good health lifelong, but take care of your health. How old are you?
69.
69. You know, I used to do this faster.
That's when you were 59, Joseph.
Yeah, that's why I don't like. How to handle your work situation between now you got to watch your finances January 2nd through February 22nd. You're in a very good time to meet with a financial advisor or a lawyer February 23rd through April 15th. And it's a good time to handle legal matters. And you come into a very, very forward-moving year. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay. And next up, Joseph, August 12th. We're going to Los Angeles. Matt's with us. Hey, Matt, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good. Happy New Year, George.
You too, Matt. Joseph. You too. Go ahead, Joseph.
Happy New Year. You're 12th. An ace of diamonds, a desire for value. I value a good communicator. You have leadership qualities, as long as you're not dictatorial. Very service-oriented, strong mother influence. A lot of changes in your teens. And as tough as you are on the outside, can be easily hurt on the inside. And there's a love of travel here, a love of movement, action. So make your choices very careful.
Question, Matt?
Do you see any travel this year?
How old are you?
I am 52.
All right.
52 and a little travel, Joseph.
52. Well, I would stay put. Things are a bit rough right now for travel. I think things begin to really start getting better for you after March 9th.
Well, cruise liners are sure taking it on the chin, Joseph, aren't they?
Yeah. and they're also giving it to us on the chin.
So, as we look toward 2022, I have predicted that COVID will wane down, dwindle sometime in March. What do you think?
I not know. I think March is going to be a disastrous month. As I mentioned, also December, and I kind of see it, you know, if we don't all wear masks when we're supposed to wear masks, and if we don't get vaccinated, and if we have resistance to that, there are going to be continuing problems, because these viruses, they don't have brains, but they seem to have a strong will to live and reproduce.
And change.
Yeah, the theory with Omicron is that somebody who had a cold got Omicron or got Delta, and then it changed.
And there may be other mutations. But we'll see what happens in March. If I'm right, I'm having you come back to kneel down to me and call me the king.
Okay.
All right, Joseph.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa, indeed. Thanks. Joseph Jacobs. Up next, Vernon Mahubble joins us, the palm reader. Those of you on hold, if you want to stay there for Vernon, I go by times that you're on hold, so just stay there.